Unit 9. Listening Activity 1.
We're talking to Carol Johnson, a successful young cyclist with big ambitions. Carol, tell us how it all started.
Mum's a nurse, Dad's a solicitor, my sister's into music, no sport at all at home. I remember going round to a friend's house when I was six. I couldn't ride a bike, but she could, and her four-year-old brother. I hated that. My friend's dad helped me, and eventually I managed to ride it. I pestered my parents to buy me a second-hand bike for £5, and from that moment I was completely hooked. I rode it everywhere. It wasn't until I went to university to study sports science that I took up cycling competitively.
What kind of person are you?
I'm very competitive. My sister got irritated when I turned everything into a contest. But I don't understand athletes who boast about what they're going to achieve. You're better off keeping your mouth shut, training as hard as possible, and when it comes to the day, doing all your talking on the track. I try to unleash my drive in training and my competitive spirit in races. When I'm racing, I'm a different person.
How do you feel about training?
It hurts a lot, but I wouldn't dream of missing a session. It may be the worst pain imaginable, but you either do it 100% or you don't do it at all. That's what makes the difference between you and others. You can give 99% and the coach wouldn't know, only you would. It's being able to give everything, day in, day out. So if you get beaten, you accept it because you've done your best. You get out what you put in. If you really work hard at something, you can achieve anything.
Are sports people arrogant or just confident?
It's a misconception that athletes are supremely confident. They're full of self-doubt. That's what drives them, because if you believed you were going to win all the time, that it was easy, why bother? Every day you have doubts about your fitness, your injury status. It's how you deal with those doubts, particularly on race day. That's the key. You have to be quite selfish as an athlete, and I suppose that comes across as arrogant sometimes, but I don't race for second place.
What part does luck play?
People think athletes are superhuman, but they're not. They can be lucky with their bodies and injuries, but it's about drive, ambition and determination, not luck. My success is in my head as much as my body. If I think about the consequences of failure, I perform badly. It's not exactly fear of failure, but fear of having sacrificed everything for nothing. When negative thoughts pop into my head, I keep them out by visualizing the race, what I want to happen. Lots of athletes go over a race in their heads before the start. The more you rehearse, the more it seems natural it will happen that way. Is that luck?
What about the publicity?
I try to deal with journalists and photographers as I want to be treated myself. They're doing their job just like me. It's hard when you've just lost and you want to go and hide, but you still have to do interviews and show up for sponsor events. I know that without financial backup, I couldn't do it, so I try to focus on what's important and not let other things bother me. And it's nice when I win and everyone wants to interview me.
What advice would you give other young cyclists?
Being too goal-centred can be destructive. When I won my first big medal, I realised nothing changes. It's just a part of your life. It's not everything. It's about balance, and I'm aware of the dangers of being successful. Sometimes achieving your goals can bring elation, then depression and a loss of focus. But it's exciting, and you have to feel that to love it. That's probably the key piece of advice. All the money and success in the world won't be worth it if you hate what you're doing.
Thanks for talking to us, Carol. It's been fascinating.